We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Let's talk to the head of the Playmaker Make a Play Club. Joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline is our friend, Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin. He's brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in a week. By the Catches Law Group, New England's personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com. And by Bill DeLuca, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. DeLuca's got the deals. Playmaker, happy Thanksgiving. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I'm doing well. How are you guys? It's, you know, still home. Had a good Thanksgiving because, you know, we got a chance to spend some time with family. But watch that old good football. Watch some good football. Got a win here, so feel pretty good.
Hunter Henry made a catch, Michael Irvin. Did he not?
Boy, it looked like a catch to me because let me tell you, I know everybody's talking about the ball move and everything, but the ball, his hands were under the ball. I thought his hands were under the ball when the ball moved, and the ball didn't lay on the ground. It never touched the ground. So even as it moved, it was still landed. I was confused by that. I thought that was definitely, no doubt, a touchdown.
Feels like every year or 2 years we have one of these plays, and then because of one of these plays, they go back and try to tweak the rule or rewrite the rule. Do you think this is one of those plays? Will they revisit what a catch is?
It's something they'll look at. I don't know if they'll tweak it or rewrite it, but it is one of those plays that they'll definitely have to look at and say, wow, that looks too much like a catch, not to look at it and not to try to figure out what is going on here, because that looks way too much like a catch.
So Mac Jones played pretty well yesterday. The Patriots offense looked much more like a functional offense. Still some hiccups here and there. Do you think we've hit rock bottom with Mac Jones and now we're starting to see him climb back up that mountain one more time?
That's such an interesting way to put that. You know what I mean? Did you hit rock bottom with Mac Jones after going through what he's going through? And I thought that was, like I said, an ordeal to lose Josh McDaniels. And then you pick up two defensive guys and they're coaching you. So I'm calling this a tough go all the way around. And they say that, did you hit back rock bottom with Mac Jones? Boy, that's a tough call. I thought he played well. I thought they played much better than they had been playing offensively, obviously, and put up points. Gave Minnesota all that they could battle, but ultimately ended up still coming up short. I don't know if he hit a rock bottom with Mac Jones or anything like that. I don't see where – boy, you had a clear cut up somebody else to go to. And I think that's when you get a chance to hit rock bottom. When, you know, I thought Matt handled some adversity and did it pretty well. Now coming out on the other end of it and trying to settle in and play a little football.
We talked to you a couple weeks ago after Justin Jefferson made that incredible catch in Buffalo. Last night was one of those games where I think Patriots fans were assuming, Bill Belichick, what he does is he takes away the opponent's best weapon, what they like to do. They obviously weren't able to do that with Justin Jefferson, 130-something yards, another touchdown. Is Justin Jefferson just one of those? Has he reached that level where you just got to say, he's going to get his, we got to try to stop Thielen and Hawkinson, and is that more how the Patriots lost the game, the secondary receivers?
I don't know if Justin Jefferson reached that level where you say he's going to get his. Now, he's certainly a hell of a football player, but let me tell you something. I don't know that anybody thinks he has a hell of a quarterback playing with him back there. Now, you know, that level you're talking about, that's that level that Jerry Rice, and I put Jerry Rice and Joe Montana on. And the only other person I ever saw that level is really Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, and they are no longer. Justin Jefferson, it can be that kind of receiver. It's just a matter of, Can the quarterback be that kind of quarterback to match that receiver?
I know that we've talked a lot of wide receiver with you, Michael Irvin, and for obvious reasons, you're in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but there are lots of dudes who will get 1,000 yards, maybe 1,100, maybe even 1,200 for a season. And then there are the next level guys and some that you mentioned. To your trained eye, what's the difference between a really good wide receiver and an elite wide receiver?
Consistency is what it is. Honestly, let's just be real here. That's the difference all the way across the board. You know, you get some guys, you say, man, you can win with these guys. And the guy may come up with 1,100 yards a game, a season, one season. And he may come up with 1,200 yards in one season. But can he rake this out every year just as sure as he put feet on that field? These are the kind of numbers he's going to get. Consistency. That's the difference between number one, number two, and number three. You're number three because you're less consistent than number two. You're number two because you're less consistent than number one. Number one going to whoop your butt. I don't care what it is, rain, sleet, snow, or shine, you're going to still get your butt whooped. Number one going to win.
So we've had consecutive Patriots games here in 4 days where they won a game on special teams thanks to Marcus Jones' punt return, and then you could argue they lost a game on special teams because they gave up a touchdown on a kickoff return last night. I'm wondering, when you were playing, how did you view overall the quote-unquote third phase of the game, the kicking game, as a part of your teams?
Well, Jimmy made us view it differently, and I think Jimmy was the first person to come in with it. You know, Jimmy made everybody had to watch special teams. Everybody in the whole room, everybody in the whole team, everybody on the team went to special team meetings. See, Jimmy saw that special said that third phase is very special, and they would say, "Well, we want to make sure that anybody loafing, but anything." We want the rest of your team to see that you let them down. We all watch special teams. You know what I'm saying? So them dude, that little poor dude who's a 53rd man on the roster, barely making enough to get his pay his bills. Here he comes. If he's slowing down, running down the field, Jimmy put that meter. Who is this? Who is this? Call out. What's your name? Say yeah. Who is this? Hey, boy, son, we got a lot of people around here playing real hard and working hard. Do you want to show them this is what you're giving them? He will call it out. That's what made him so special. So you couldn't get away with it on Jimmy.
Time for the question of the week from Michael Irvin. It is brought to you by the Ketchus Law Group, New England's personal injury pros at ketchuslaw.com. And Playmaker, my question is tied into, hey, my name's Jerry Jones. I'm the owner and the dadgum general manager of this team. Michael Irvin, if Jerry Jones could stroke the check right now, how much would he give Odell Beckham Jr. to lure him to the Cowboys to try to help them get to a place that you and your teammates have been?
Boy, that would be a big number, I think. Jerry thinks, I believe, and I also believe, you get Odell in here, you have a shot. Not at just winning a Super Bowl this year. Maybe you can get another Super Bowl even after that. Odell can put you on another level. I think Cowboys, I said today on TV, I think the Cowboys can win a Super Bowl without Odell. But they can win multiple Super Bowls if they get Odell. And for that, I think Jerry will write quite a check. And I'm hoping Jerry writes quite a check for Odell Beckham.
Wow, we're talking multiple Super Bowls. You're feeling good about yesterday's performance, huh?
Well, you know, listen, special talent, you start bringing special talent. Let's be real. What we talking about with Justin Jefferson and all that stuff, this is what Odell was doing in his first 3 years. Mm-hmm. All the records that Justin Jefferson's breaking right now, Odell was breaking in his first 3 years. So that's the kind of talent I'm talking about Odell is.
Any way you could put in the word with Odell to buy into Bill Belichick's, you know, hey, we don't pay everybody the most money here, but we got $2 million. We got $2 million for you, Odell. If you want to come up here and you know, learn football a different way and you know, learn about other aspects of the game than just making money and catching footballs.
Right. If you want to learn how to pick wide receiver from from a defensive coordinator. Come on, right on this list. Buddy. Come on, right this way, buddy. I'm just saying that.
Imagine that conversation with Matt Patricia and Odell Beckham Jr. on the whole playing wide receiver. That would be
a whole different conversation.
Michael Irvin, thank you, man. We appreciate it. You're great on TV today. You're always great with us. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week.
Always great to see you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You're the best. There goes the playmaker, Michael. That was great.
Tremendous. And you really can, in your mind, see that like conversation where Matt Patricia is telling OBJ how to do something, how to catch the ball, how to run a route, and he's like,
"Hey, your footwork here.
Who the
Odell.
Bleep are you?"
Would Odell listen to Troy Brown though?
No disrespect to Troy Brown, but I'm not sure Troy Brown resonates in OBJ's world.
I can understand that. But he's
a Patriot, great.
But he's at least a player.
He is.
And a guy who did have a 100-catch season versus Matt Patricia being like, you know, hey, sit up, you know. We got a process here.
But it's not like if Randy Moss were the Patriots wide receiver
coach, yeah,
or somebody of that nature. I think.
I wonder if we did the list and looked at all of the guys who were Hall of Fame worthy that actually coached. I bet you it's a way shorter list than we think. Like, you just mentioned that. It just got me thinking.
Like the Mike Singletaries.
Well, and like Mike Munchak. I don't even know if he's in the Hall of Fame, Mike Munchak. I think he is.
Kevin Green was coaching for a while.
Okay, he was one of them. I know he got in right before he passed away. But normally the Hall of Fame dudes aren't the ones that are coaching.
Well, no. Because, I mean, they made usually that they played a high level, and do they want to then go put in 20 hours a day? And
well, there's a little bit
of
that.
They were stars.
But also, like, the sort of the stars on the back end made real money.
Right. Oh, yeah. Randy
Moss. Look at what Reggie White made over the course of his career, and you look at what, you know, I'm just trying to, Bradley Chubb got on a,
right,
even with an injury guarantee, it's like not even close.
Right. And yeah, and the time commitment, like I was surprised Mayo is one, because he was as he used to say it, literally he would say, I was pre-CBA top 10 pick. I got plenty of money in the bank. Like I'm not these new age contracts or anything. I had big money.
Catches the bug.
And he got a second deal. Then he went in the business world and was like, huh. I must really love football. I want to go back to football. And now he's putting in the time, and who knows? He could be a head coach in a year or two.
I know that Albert Breer dropped a nugget yesterday that Mayo's going to be a hot candidate once again.
Well, look at him. I mean, we're learning. Certainly Jeff Saturday's not going to hurt his chances, right? A guy going right out of TV. At least Mayo's been an assistant for a few years, former all-pro linebacker. I mean, he has a stronger resume than probably some guys that are getting jobs already.
What's he going to do, go to Denver?
Oh.
Well, see, that's the
thing. Why do you say it like that? Maybe he can turn Russell Wilson around.
Sure.
Now, I wouldn't do it if I were him. That would not be my first spot that I would choose. But another guy, that L.A. Chargers job is attractive. And I don't know what they're thinking.
You know, you got the coach fired. They might make the playoffs.
That coach has got to go. That'll be the worst thing that'll happen to them because that'll delay the firing by a year or two.
Interesting.
He stinks.
You think Mayo's going to be like, oh, I can't wait to sink my teeth into the Carolina Panthers job?
That'd be a dangerous one maybe to go to.
Right.
You got to pick your spots, but there's jobs.
Who's going to get fired? That's the thing. Like I named two of the worst teams in the AFC and the NFC. Tomlin's not getting bounced.
No. Nope.
He ain't going to want to go to Houston. Vegas ain't going to do anything. Are they going to fire Stefanski? Probably not. They got you got Watson coming.
We'll see.
You get Deshaun Watson, and it's like, oh, let's bring in a defensive coach.
Well, also remember, Deshaun Watson wanted a say, and he wanted a diversity in interviews in Houston. So it would not stun me if he saw a young, up-and-coming black head coach or soon-to-be black head coach and say, yeah, I'd like to play for that guy. And Myles Garrett, you can sell yourself on you just need leadership. He doesn't have to be an offensive-minded coach for me.
But do you think if they said, hey, you know what? I like Sean Payton. Deshaun, what do you think about that?
I don't know. Does he want a strong offensive mind? I don't know.
You'd like to think so.
But if he does, that means he loses say. He wanted say. He was going down the road of the Russell Wilson, Tom Brady. I'm Deshaun Watson. I should have a lot of say. Don't you lose say if Sean Payton comes in? He becomes the big boy.
Plus, I would also then say to the owner, I gave you $230 guaranteed. I pay you.
ST.
So you listen to me. How's that? Yeah. You're right.
Could be.
TBD.
Yeah.
TDB. Too damn bad. But we'll be fine.
Gerard Mayo's an all-pro caliber player for your little list. He's not a Hall of Famer, but he's an all-pro caliber player.
He is all-pro, that's right. Anyway, you got something. Brings it home on this day after Thanksgiving next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.